They've culminated the investigation that the Forest Service was doing on the wildland areas in our city, and have worked together with Chief McGregor in formulating a wildlife pre-attack plan and trying to get our troops some additional training in dealing with wildland fires, have us better organized to protect the citizens in the wildland areas in the city.
Now, define what pre-attack plan is.
Well, wildland firefighting is something we don't do on a regular basis. We respond to EMS calls and structure fire calls on a daily basis, if not an hourly one. Wildland firefighting is, there's different strategies and tactics to wildland, to fighting a wildland fire than to fighting a structure fire or to fighting, say, an oil refinery fire, which crews are specially trained to do that. And in this case, we have many green areas, large green areas in the city of Bryan scattered in between our neighborhoods, and we need to be prepared to deal with those kind of fires and those kind of complications.
That is not as common, for instance, as for along the freeway. Occasionally you will see grass fires in the medians and the shoulders and so forth, but as you pointed out, it is obviously possible to have the wildfires in your green belts, if for no other reason, even on the freeway, at least there's mowing and some maintenance done, where in greenbelt areas and maybe along creeks and places like that, you can't get to cutting weeds and shrubs and trees down.
And some of those are preserved as those greenbelt areas. They are not controlled intentionally. They're left with trees and shrubbery there as part of the natural preserve along those creeks and riverbeds and so on, whereas, as you say, we control the height of the grass along the freeway. And when you get, if you get a fire going behind one neighborhood through a greenbelt area and through a large area of trees and shrubs and so on, it can easily, very quickly move to a whole other neighborhood and have us involving with dealing with the wildland firefighting, as well as endangering the homes and possible multiple structure fires all at the same time.
Again, visiting with the William Bounce and the Bryan Fire Department, there is the findings and work between the fire department and the A&M Forest Service out. And in fact, you can download, and I did that on my iPhone earlier this hour, the Bryan Fire Department Wildfire Pre-Attack Plan. And there's a whole lot of categories here, and something that if you're really into following emergency services, you're going to learn a lot by going to that app. It'll be some fun reading for me, just from a professional perspective, and I think listeners will get a lot out of that information.
I think that would be exactly what they should do, because I'm sure that there is a great amount of good detailed information in that. And we don't want to forget to mention that there will be a presentation held at the Bryan City Council workshop set for 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, May the 28th at the Municipal Building, in which Fire Chief Randy McGregor and Texas Fire Service Regional Fire Coordinator Jared Carnes will be presenting an overview of the CWPP and Bryan Fire Department Wildlife Pre-Attack Plan, so people can attend that and learn a lot.
Something else from the news releases that were issued earlier today, I had not realized that 2 years ago, when we really had the big volume of wildfires, that the Bryan Fire Department responded to more than 100 calls.
That's right, and that's the thing. You're going to get a possibility of a wildland fire, but that's not going to change our regular duties, and we're still going to have all of the calls we had, plus we're going to add in this other element.
And again, the iPhone app, in your iTunes account, this is what I did. I just typed in the words pre-attack plan, and it got me to where I needed to go to download this, and it is a free app. So maybe one of those things you might want to get done before Tuesday, when the formal presentation is made, and you can just kind of follow along as the presentation is made to the council.
I think that's a great idea. Chief McGregor and Texas Fire Forest Service have worked together to do this because Fire Chief Randy McGregor is a very far-sighted fire chief, and he's looking towards the next best way to improve our services to the citizens of the city. And he has sent his people through special training based on this. We're actually still looking into some additional training for us in the investigation division of the marshal's office to make sure that we're trained up and ready to respond in our arena of this scenario, which would be any investigations.
And also, this is a nice tool to use, but it should also be one of many tools that we all should be thinking about. What comes to mind immediately for me is, what's your evacuation plan? What are the things you're going to pick up and leave and take with you in case there is a fire situation and you got one shot to take the most valuable things that you have?
That's right. You want this will give people a chance to think about this and think about being prepared for that kind of scenario. Hopefully it never happens, but if it does, you know, how do we deal with it? It'll also give folks a chance to kind of see an idea of, what do you think the services are going to be doing? How are we going to be directing people? What's to be expected of what we're going to ask you to do in the evacuation out of the area?
Yeah, it's one thing to watch this on TV, be it from Possum Kingdom or from Colorado or California or some of the other unfortunate states that have repeatedly have had wildfire incidents over the last several years. You know, it's one thing to see it on the TV. It's something completely different when you're asked to make a decision immediately.
That's right. It's never the same as living through something like that. And we always hope that nobody has to live through something like that. But the fact is that some people will have to.